This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Lisa Bishop. It's good to be spending the next few minutes with you, and I pray that you're experiencing the Lord's favor on you and His delight in you. Your position before God is holy, righteous, and accepted, and because of Jesus, you have peace with God. You're forgiven. You are blameless. He calls you His beloved, dearly loved. So no matter what circumstances you're facing today, know that you are loved, seen, and highly favored. God is on your side, and He is for you, working out your circumstances for your good and His glory. Well, this week we've been talking about living worthy of the gospel, and today we're going to take a look at one more instruction the Apostle Paul gives us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. As followers of Jesus, as Christians, if we're serious about our relationship with the Lord, we'll be committed to living by His word. And His word says to be eager, to be diligent, doing everything you can to keep unity and peace with others. Now, it doesn't mean absence of conflict or disagreement. It does mean when there is tension and conflict that we act quickly to address it and resolve it. We own our part. We both see where we've contributed and are responsible, and we work towards reconciliation, towards unity, towards love and connection. This requires forgiveness. Unresolved hurt will result in bitterness and in unforgiveness, and God's word has a lot to say about both. We seek restoration in our relationships and peace. Peace binds us together. Discord separates us. Unresolved tension and conflict destroys marriages and friendships. It disrupts boardrooms and classrooms. Unresolved conflict tears families apart. Ephesians 4, verses 31 to 32 say, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you." Listen, the enemy Satan, he does his best work when he gets us to be at odds with one another. Don't give the devil a foothold. Whenever you're tempted towards bitterness and unforgiveness, when you feel discord and disconnection with someone, be alert to the devil's schemes and say, "Not today, Satan. I'm not going to let you use me to sow dissension and discord. I choose the Holy Spirit bond of peace." Romans 12, 18 says, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." And remember, by His divine power, God has given us everything we need to live a godly life. Well, thanks for joining me this week. Check out ChristianWorkingWoman.org for more resources to help you mature as a follower of Jesus.